弟兄姊妹好
Peace brothers and sisters
感谢神让我们又可以在主日的早晨一起来敬拜他
Praise God that we can come together again in, on his day to worship him
而且呢今天呢、这篇信息是我这么几年来所讲的天上的异象的最后一篇
And also today is the very last message in the series that I've been talking, sharing with you about the Heavenly Vision series
对、我不知道你有没有、从创世纪跟我一起走完整本的圣经
I don't know whether you walk with me from the beginning from Genesis all the way to the end for to the entire、Bible
我不知道你听的时候感觉是什么我自己在预备这些信息的时候我觉得非常的、我没有字可以形容那个感觉觉得非常蒙福
I don't know how you feel but when I was preparing these messages, I truly felt that I'm truly blessed.
因为我能够感觉到神从、亚当那一天开始一直到今天六千年没有改变。
Because I can feel that from the time of Adam all the way until now, 6,000 years later, our God never changed.
人一直在变。
Man is constantly changing.
历史一直在变。
And so is history.
可是我们的神一直没有改变。
However, our God, He never changed.
他的旨意从第一天开始在人的身上定下来以后，虽然遭遇到很多很多的挫折。
His will for us, even though He experienced many difficult problems,
many interruptions. 撒旦想尽办法要破坏神的旨意。
Satan has filled out all the ways to disrupt His work.
人神在我们上有很高的盼望可是我们一再的使神失望
God has high hopes for us but again and again we made him disappointed
这么多的神的工作一次再一次你看到仇敌来破坏他
His work again and again we can see that the enemy is there to disrupt it
神不失望
However, God did not give up.
假使是我们，我们老早就放弃了。
If it was for us, then we have given up a long time ago.
但是神在我们身上所定规的旨意，他一定要完成。
However, God has His will for us, and He will finish it.
所以我一路从旧约一直讲到新约，最后现在我们来到了启示录。
So that's why I've been sharing with you from Old Testament to New Testament, and now we come to Book of Revelation.
我们看见神一直不放手。
We see that God never let go.
他一直用天上的异象在历史中向人来表明他的自己。
He constantly used heavenly vision to show himself, reveal himself to man.
把他的旨意一次再一次的向我们来启示。
And again he revealed his will to us.
我感谢神，看见在历史中有人，并不多，少数的人答应神的呼召，答应神的这个启示。
Thank the Lord that throughout history there are these people, there are few, but they responded to His calling.
这个意象就控制了这些人的一生。
And this vision, they control these people for their entire lives.
今天主回来的日子更近了。
Today the Lord's return, day of His return is closer.
主盼望我们这些蒙拯救的神的儿女。
He hopes that all his children who are saved,
我们能够明白他的旨意
we can understand his will.
我们能够从这个世界过一个与众不同的生活
so that we can live out a life that's different from the people of this world.
乃是根据于这个天上的意象
And that is a life that's according to the vision, that's this heavenly vision.
曾经有一个人说得非常的好
There was this man who said something that's great.
这个人的名字叫做保罗
His name was Paul.
他以前有自己的梦
Before he has his own dreams
他是一个非常有宗教修养的人
He's a very religious man
但是他走错了
But he walked down the wrong path
神怜悯他把他扭回来
But God had mercy on him and he turned him around
有一天他看见了这个光
And one day he saw the light
他的一生的方向起了180度的改变
and his life from that day on made a 180 degrees change
到他人生的晚年
until the later years of his life
他被逮捕
he was arrested
他站在一个王的面前做了一个见证
he stood before a king and had this testimony
他说故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象
and therefore I did not go against the will that's coming from the heaven.
所以这个意象是控制一个人的一生。
So this vision is something that controls one's life, entire life.
那今天我们就来到这整个圣经最后一个意象，我们要看它的第三个部分。
Today we come to this very last vision in the entire Bible, and today we will look at the third part.
对，我们请打开启示录第二十二章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 22.
我们要从第一节
We'll read from verse 1
念到第四节
Until verse 4
我念第一节我们弟兄用英文念第二节
I'll alternate between English,Chinese and English
天使又指示我在城内街道当中有一道生命水的河明亮如水晶从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
In the middle of the street, on either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
我们再读第二处的圣经。
Let's turn to another place in our Bible.
创世纪。
Genesis.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的第九节，第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园中当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Out of the ground of the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有河。从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers.
以西结书
Ezekiel
第四十七章
Chapter 47
以西结四十七章
Chapter 47, verse 7.
No, 第一节
verse 1.
对，我要从第一节念到第九节。
Read from verse 1 to 9.
Yeah, 也是一样。我念第一节，我们弟兄用英文念第二节，轮流读完。
Again, we'll alternate.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛下有水往东流出。原来殿门朝东，这水从槛下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
He brought me out by the way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by the way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side.
他手里拿着绳往东出去的时候量了一千轴使我淌过水水到骡子骨
Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water water reaching the knees Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water water reaching the loins
又量了一千轴水变成了河使我不能淌过因为水是胀起成为可浮的水，不可烫的河。
He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me back to the bank of the river.
我回到河边的时候，见河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。
Then he said to me, "These waters go out towards the eastern region, and go down into Arabah. Then they go to the, towards the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh.
这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流来的水，必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。好，我们就念这么多。
So we'll stop for here.
第八个意象，如果你记得的话。
The eighth vision, if you remember.
我第一个部分是第二十一章。
The first part is described in chapter 21.
我从第一节讲到了第五节。
I share from verse 1 to 5.
我用第一个题目叫做神的帐幕在人间。
I use the title, God's Tabernacle is among men.
记得我们唱的那首诗歌吗？
Do you remember that song we sang?
就让我们看见这里有一个神最终旨意的实现，就是指着这一个神与人同在，神的帐幕在人间。
In those verses allow us to see this ultimate vision, which is that his tabernacle is among us.
那个被称为新天新地。
And that's called the new heaven and new earth.
到了第二个部分，就是我上一次所讲的是来到了第九节二十一章。
And the second part I shared last time is in verse 9, still in the same chapter.
那一个叫做圣城的荣耀，或者荣耀的圣城。
And that's the glory of the holy city.
对，那个新耶路撒冷。
That's the new Jerusalem.
基督的新妇。
And the new bride.
对，那讲到这个那个荣耀的圣城的材料有三种。
Talk about the building material for the holy city. There are three types.
有哪三种？
What are they?
宝石。
The rubies.
No.
Precious stones.
珍珠。
Pearls.
然后透明的金晶。
And transparent gold. Pure gold.
这是我们上两次所讲到的这个第八个意象的内容的两个部分。
These are the two parts we shared last time about this eighth vision.
那我要进入今天第三个部分之前，我要特别讲请大家注意二十一章的最后一句话。
Before I enter into the third part today, I want you to pay attention to the last part of chapter 21.
就是最后一节。
The last verse of chapter 21.
对，这里二十七节说到。
Verse 27 it says,
只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life can enter.
这告诉我们这个新耶路撒冷这个城。
So this tells us that this new Jerusalem, this holy city,
谁可以有份呢？
Who has a part in it?
他说，凡名字记在生命册，羔羊生命册上的都有份。
And here it says, all whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
那就告诉我们，
This tells us,
所有被耶稣基督宝血拯救的神的儿女，你的名字是在这个羔羊册生命册上。
All the children who are purchased by Lord Jesus' precious blood, your names are on the book.
那你是有份于这一个新耶路撒冷的。
And you have a part in that new Jerusalem.
但是这个新耶路撒冷它告诉我们它有一个人拿着一把尺去量过的。
And this new Jerusalem, the book tells us that there's this person who used a ruler to measure things out.
这是在十五节告诉我们。
That's in verse 15.
对不对？拿着金苇子当尺，要量那个城和城的城墙。
It has this person with a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and its walls.
那我们上次有解释，这个量，这个尺度，这个标准是什么？
And last time we talked about what is that this rod that's being used.
那在以弗所书第四章告诉我们，
And Ephesians chapter 4 tells us,
那就是耶稣基督神的儿子长成的身量。
And that is the measure of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
所以就告诉我们每一个基督徒从我们得救那一天开始，
And so this tells us that every single Christian from the day that we're saved,
神在我们的身上有一个盼望。
Oh, God has this hope for every one of us.
他给了我们一个生命。
He gave us this life.
这个生命要慢慢长大。
And this life will grow.
要长成儿子的丰满的身量。
And it will grow into the full stature of the Son.
所以感谢神，等到这一个新天新地、新耶路撒冷的时候。
And so thank the Lord that when this new Jerusalem comes,
所有在生命册上的神的儿女。
All God's children that whose names are written in the book.
到那一天,
on that day,
每一位,
every single one,
都长成了,
will have become come into full stature.
对，这是在新耶路撒冷的时候你看到的光景。
And this is what you'll see in New Jerusalem.
那这个就要回答有些人问的一个问题。
So this is in response to some questions some people ask.
因为你如果去读马太福音二十四章二十五章。
Because if you go and read Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
二十四章二十五章讲到耶稣再来。
Chapter 24 and 25 talk about Jesus coming returning.
那么二十五章呢就讲到十个童女跟那个一千两、两千两、五千两的那个耶稣的主人回来的算账。
It talked about the story of the ten virgin maids and also the parable of how the master returns to make accounts with his servants returning in 1,000, 2,000, and 5,000.
那这个十个童女里面，你就会发现分成两组。
And the ten virgins, you discover that they divide into two groups.
十个童女是指的所有的基督徒代表。
So the ten virgin maids represent all the Christians.
那么分成两类。
And there are two types.
一类叫做聪明的童女，一类叫做愚拙的童女。
One type is the wise maids, the other is the foolish maids.
那么聪明的童女，她有份于羔羊的婚宴。
So the wise maids, they have a part in the feast of the lamb.
对，那愚拙的童女就被关在门外。
And the foolish ones were shut out.
那很多人就问了。
And many people asked,
那个被关在门外的是怎么回事啊?
So where to become of the ones who were shut out?
对不对？那么你会发现，那个关在门外的是因为他们有油，但是油用完了。
And you discover that those who were shut out, they had oil, but then they were gone. They were all used up.
对，那个灯里面的油没有了，所以灯不亮了。
So the oil were all used up in the lamp, and the lamp would not light up.
所以他们就被关在门外了。
And so they were shut out.
啊，所以你就会发现。
And so you'll discover,
在基督徒里头,
among Christians,
都是等候耶稣的人,
we're all
等候新郎的人,
we're all waiting for Jesus, and we're all waiting for the bridegroom.
但是有人油多, 有人油少。
But there are those who have plenty of oil, and those who have little oil.
你现在不觉得它有什么差别?
You might not be able to tell the difference now.
等到新郎回来的时候, 你就开始发现有差别了。
However, when the bridegroom returns,
那他们得的奖赏就不一样。
And the rewards they receive are different.
油多的人，他得到奖赏，能够有份于羔羊的婚宴。
Those with many oil left, they receive their reward and they have a part in the feast of the Lamb.
耶稣称他们为聪明的童女。
And Jesus called them the wise maids.
油少的人，他们发现进不去了。
And those with little oil left, they discover they cannot enter.
就是失去了羔羊婚宴的奖赏。
And they lost that reward that is the feast of the Lamb.
所以耶稣称他们为愚拙的童女。
And so Jesus called them the foolish maids.
那他们所损失的是什么呢？
So what did they lose?
那就是十九章所说的。
And that has been described in chapter 19.
从十九二十章这两章圣经就是讲到那个羔羊婚宴的赏赐。
And in chapter 19 and 20, that talked about the reward that's given out in during the feast of the Lamb.
那就是一千年。
And that is the 1,000 years.
十九章二十章是讲到那个千年的国度羔羊的婚宴。
And so in chapter 19, 20 talks about the 1,000 year kingdom, and that's the feast of the Lamb.
那聪明的童女就有份于那个奖赏。
So the wise maid, they have a part with that reward.
Not the wise maid, wise virgin.
The wise virgin had a part with that reward.
所以那愚拙的童女就失去这个一千年的奖赏。
And the foolish virgin, they lost that reward.
但是你到第八个意象的时候，
If you come to the eighth vision,
你就会发现 每一个基督徒都达到那个长成的身量。
You discover that every single Christian, they all came into that full stature.
以前不管你是得奖赏的或者没有得奖赏的，
regardless of whether you received the reward before or not,
经过这一千年之后，
after these 1,000 years,
你都达到那个丰满的身量，
you all come into that full stature.
所以这是我们来到第八个意象的时候，每一个基督徒都要了解的事。
And this is something every single Christian need to understand when we come to the eighth vision.
那你要做聪明的呢，你就得着那一千年的奖赏；你做愚拙的呢，你那一千年就没有得着奖赏，你要补课的。
If you're the wise one, you will be able to receive that 1,000 years of reward. But if you're not, then you'll make up
class. 每一个基督徒要听清楚的。
This is something every single Christian needs to understand.
在这个教会里头，我这个传道人要讲的最重要的一个点就在这个点上。
And in this church, as a preacher, this is the most important point I want to touch on.
因为今天基督徒有爱主，有爱世界。
Because today among Christians, there are those who love the Lord and there are those who still love the world.
对。如果我们继续在这个世界中没有好好的来侍奉主而爱这个世界的话，
If we do not continue to serve our Lord and love our Lord and on the other hand continue to serve this world,
你会得救，
You're still saved.
但是在耶稣的眼中，耶稣说你是愚拙的童女。
However, in Jesus' eyes, you are that foolish virgin.
你得不着那个奖赏，
You will not receive that reward.
但是感谢主，
Praise the Lord.
他的恩典还是保守我们到永远。
His grace still with us until for.
在那一千年的里头，
in that 1,000 years,
圣经没有很仔细的说怎么一回事。
Bible didn't clearly tell us what's going on.
只告诉我们，
but it tells us
千年国度过去以后，
after that 1,000 years,
进入那永世的时候，
and enter into that eternity,
我们都在那个新耶路撒冷里面有份，因为凡名记在羔羊生命册上的都有份。
We all have a part in that New Jerusalem because it is said that all those whose names are written in the Book of Life of the Lamb has a part.
所以我同时又要说， so, 我们中间如果有人还没有接受耶稣基督的救赎，
so at the same time, I want to say to all those who are sitting here, if you still haven't accepted Him as Savior,
那你要注意听，
pay attention.
你的灵魂要存到永远，
because your spirit will last till eternity.
可是你的结局是什么？你自己要做决定。
However, you will make the decision how your ending will become.
我这一次，
which ending you choose.
我这一次在远东，
this time when I was preaching in Far East,
有两次的特别的经验。
I had two special experiences.
一次是在成都，一次在昆明。
Once is in Chengdu, the other one is in 昆明。
都是临时，还最后一段日子，最后几天的人。
In these two times, I met people who are on the deathbeds.
对。他们得到的都是两个完全不相干的，一个是弟兄，一个是姐妹。
It's completely different. One is a brother, one is a sister.
一个是82岁的弟兄，一个是66岁的姐妹。
The brother is 82 and the sister is 66.
对，但是都得到一个同样的病，就是直肠癌。
So they have all the same disease, which is the
colon cancer.
The colon cancer.
对，那也都是到最后了，没有几天了。
And they're all at the last stage. They don't have many days left.
他们的亲人
their relatives.
对，就把福音传给他们。
They preach the gospel to them.
那碰到我的时候就说，彭弟兄啊，来来来。
And when they saw me, they asked me to come.
你来得正好。
They said that this I arrived just in time.
希望父亲也好，母亲也好，能够得救。
They wish that either their father or their mother get saved.
你会发现，人到最后的一段路的时候，都想到一个问题。
You'll discover that when people come to the very last days of their lives, they will think of only one thing.
什么东西？
And what's that?
死了去哪里？
Where will I go when I die?
平常我们活得好好的，我们不太想这个问题。
When, normally when we're alive and we're doing well, we don't think about these questions.
中国话说得很好，不见棺材不掉泪。
There's a Chinese saying that's really good, is that until you set a footstep in your coffin, you won't think about, you won't regret anything.
但是 sooner or later, 迟早有一天我们要面对死亡。
Sooner or later, you will face death.
你愿意也好，你不愿意也好，我们都一律平等。
Willing or not, we are all treated equal on this.
你要想一件事情。
And you will think, you need to think about this.
死了，你的灵魂去哪里？
When you die, Where will the spirit go?
对，你绝对跟那一只狗死的不一样，死了狗死了就是拉倒。虽然胡适说，人死了跟死一条狗是一样的。
So your life is completely different than that of a dog. So even a dog, when it dies, it's done with. Even though there's some popular saying that when man dies, it's the same as a dog dies.
连共产党员都不怎么承认的。
Even the communist members, they would not admit this.
因为他们死的时候都要讲一句话：某某同志永垂不朽。
Because even when they die on their wake, people will have this last sentence that says, so and so, they last to eternity.
对不对？所以到死了，你就会发现还有个永远的问题啊。
Because so you discover that when you die, there's this matter of eternity.
你气断了以后，并不是就是到此结束，后面还有啊。
When you breathe your last breath, there's still something that comes after.
你的肉身停止了生命，但是你的灵魂还有无止境的生命。
Your fleshly body may come to an end, but your spirit will still have this eternal life.
可是去哪里？
But where is it going?
这是人生的问题。
This is the life.
这是你今生要解决的问题。
And this is a question you need to resolve in your life.
那我们今天来到了圣经最后的意象的时候。
And so today, when we come to the last vision of
the Bible, 神很清楚地告诉我们。
He clearly tells us.
将来人有一个归属。
That in the future, man, there's this place that we return to.
就是与他同在。
And that is to be with him.
神与人永远在一起的地方，那个地方叫做新天新地。
That is the place where God and man will stay together, and that place is called the New Heaven.
那个地方又叫新耶路撒冷。
And also, that place is also called New Jerusalem.
那个地方是神永远不再与人分开了。
And that is the place where God will always be with man and never be departed.
没有黑夜。
There is no darkness.
没有死亡。
No death.
没有眼泪。
No tears.
那里没有罪恶。
And there is no sin.
那里是人。的家，神与人同住的家。
And that is the house where man and God live together.
在以前有一个人看见，有好多人看见。第一个人，那个人叫亚伯拉罕。
Before many people saw this, and the first man who saw this is his name is called Abraham.
他就从乌尔出来了。
He came out from Ur.
从他的老家出来了。
He came from his house.
他一生就走一条寄居的路。
And for his entire life, he walked this narrow way. This
他就知道这个地不过是暂时的。
And he knows that this on earth is only a,
他有一个永远的家。
It's only temporary. He has an eternal home.
他就与神同行。
And so he walked with God.
所以这样一路过来，一直到现在，约翰，使徒约翰，他也看到同样的这一个意象。
So all the way comes down to John. He also saw the same vision.
好，那么我们就话说回来，到二十二章。
So let's return to chapter 22.
这二十二章要向我们表明什么
？What is it trying to tell us?
你发现它向我们表明两件事。
You discover that it's trying to tell us two things.
一个叫做生命树。
One is the tree of life.
一个叫做生命河。
The other one is the river of life.
对吗？这一个生命树与生命河，我就带大家回到圣经的第一本书《创世纪》里面去看，你也发现。老早从第一天就有了。
So this tree of life and river of life, turn back to Genesis, the very first book, and you discover that these things are there already in the beginning.
亚当夏娃被造的时候放在伊甸园里。
Adam and Eve, when they were created, they were placed into the Garden of Eden.
神就告诉我们，在伊甸园里面有生命树，也有一条河。
And God tells us that in the Garden of Eden, there's the tree of life and the river of life.
所以你就会发现啊，神原初造人的时候就有了这个意思，要让人明白，在神的家里面有生命树，有生命河。
You discover that. So from the very beginning, God wants us to understand that in His house there's this tree of life and the river of life.
生命树代表什么
？What does the tree of life represent?
生命河又代表什么
？And what does the river of life represent?
那你会发现。在创世纪里面没有解释那个生命树代表什么。
And you discover that in Genesis, it didn't explain what does the tree of life represent.
在生命树那个旁边另外有一棵树叫做知识善恶树。
However, there's another tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil next to the tree of life.
人类就面临两棵树的选择。
And man was faced to choose between these two trees.
神说得很清楚。
God made it very clear.
选择题二选一。
It's a multiple choice. You just pick one from the two.
二是错的。
Number two is wrong.
学生请问对的答案是什么？
So may I ask, what is the correct answer?
所以那一天我们知道我们的始祖选错了。
But on that day, we know our forefather, he picked, they made the wrong choice.
那我们知道那天的答案应该是什么？
We know that for that day, what's the correct answer?
生命树才是对的答案，对吧？
The tree of life is the correct answer.
但是创世纪没有告诉我们这个生命树到底它代表的是什么。
Our Genesis did not tell us what does the tree of life represent.
这个谜一直到耶稣的时候才把它解开来。
And this puzzle is only explained when Jesus came.
全人类的历史中，唯一这一位，他告诉我们一个古时候的谜。
He throughout the entire history, only this one man, single man, can explain this old puzzle.
他两次的提到他自己的名字。
Twice he mentioned his own name.
有一次他说。
Once he said,
复活在我，生命也在我。
The resurrection is in me, the life is within me.
这是中文圣经的翻译，英文的圣经说的更直一点。
So that was the Chinese translation, the English translation was more to the point.
他说什么？
What did he say?
我是复活，我是生命。
So I am resurrection and I am life.
第二次，
Second time,
耶稣说，
He said,
我是道路。真理，生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Right. 约翰福音，这两句话都在约翰福音里头。
So you can find both these verses in John, in Book of John.
就是这本启示录的作者，相同的作者。
It's the same author for the Book of Revelation.
他在约翰福音里第一章他就告诉我们。
And in the very first chapter, he tells us.
记得吗？约翰福音第一章里面说，
you remember?
生命在他里头。
He says in the first chapter of John, he said the life is within him.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life is man's light.
所以我们就懂了。
And so we understand.
啊，那一天伊甸园的故事是什么？
So on that day, what was the story of in the garden?
神的旨意是什么？
What was God's will?
神的旨意那一天要向我们说的就是，人啊，你有两条路去选。
And his will is that he told us this on that day. You have two choices.
一条路走自己的路。
One path is to walk your own way.
就是知识善恶的那条那棵树所代表的。
And that is what's represented by the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你自己去做神。
You be your own God.
你自己判断什么是对，什么是错。
You will judge what's good and evil.
你是标准。
You are the standard.
另外一条路。
The other way.
就是神的儿子。
And that's the Son of God.
就是生命真正的源头。
And that's the origin of life.
你要用你的自由意志来拣选生命。
You will use your own free will to choose life.
很可惜。
But sadly.
人走了自己的路。
Man walked his own way.
所以沦落到今天。我们所看见的人类的历史就说出这条路的结局是什么。
And all the way until today and through history we can tell what was that what was the ultimate result of man's choosing
是死路一条。
And that way only lead to death.
只有耶稣基督来了，他把这个生命的路启示给我们。
And only when Jesus Christ came he gave the way of the life to us.
好，所以这个生命树你会发现在这一个新天新地里头再次出现。
So in this tree of life you'll discover that in this new heaven and new earth it once again made an appearance.
这个树的果子来到了跟其实第一次在创世纪的那个果子有一点更丰满的一个说明。
And the fruit that it bore there's an even more there's a fuller explanation than in Genesis.
为什么你第二节是这样说的？
So why? Because if you read verse 2, it says,
他说在河这边与那边有生命树，也就告诉我们这个树不再是一棵了，是河的两岸全都是这个树。
And then it says on the both sides of the river there is this tree of life. So it tells us that there no longer is one, only one tree of life, there were many.
而且这个树呢，结的果子 是不是一年一回哦。
And also this tree bore fruit not once a year.
是什么？
What is it?
每个月都有哦。
It bore fruit every month.
所以就告诉我们这个树是一个丰满的生命。
So it tells us that this tree represents a full and abundant life.
对，这就是耶稣所说的，我要使你们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And this is what Jesus is talking about when he said, I want you to receive life and also in abundant and full abundance.
这是耶稣基督要在我们每一个人身上所完成的那个旨意。
And this is the will that Jesus Christ has for every one of us.
今天我们这个渺小的生命，我们觉得我们太有限了。
And today our small and tiny life we felt is so too limited.
我们不但在能力上有限，聪明上有限。
Not only in our abilities, but in our wisdoms.
更大的 frustration 就是说，你会发现我们这个人受到罪与死的限制。
And the biggest frustration you'll discover is that we are limited by sin and death.
但是感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
在耶稣基督里有一个新的生命赐给我们。
Lord Jesus Christ, He gave us this new life.
这个生命是超过死亡，超过罪。
And this life is over death and sin.
而且今天告诉我们它是十二样的果子，每月都结果子。
And also tells us that this life has 12 different fruits and they bore fruit every month.
这个是告诉我们诗篇二十三篇的那个大卫的诗里面所描述的景象达到丰满的表现。
And this is what's described in Psalm 23 in David's Psalm that this the full representation of that abundant life.
你记得二十三篇说什么吗？
If you remember what Psalm 23 said,
好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，怎么样？
It's a life.
叶子也不枯干，而且呢，结实累累。
It's like a tree that's planted by the river. The leaves will not wither up and also bore full fruit.
所以我们能够看见这个生命它要在人的里面达到结实累累的丰满的表现。
So we discover that this life will bore abundant fruit in man.
这是那个生命树所告诉我们的故事。
And this is the story that the tree of life tells us.
那现在你又看到河。
And now you also see the river.
河在这边说什么？
What does the river represent?
河当然是讲的有水。
River is talking about the water.
我们知道人类的这个历史，你去由古到今，你会发现有一个共同的事实，就是哪里有水，哪里才有城市，才有生命。
And you'll discover that throughout man's history, wherever there's water, there's city and there's life.
科学家告诉我们，今天我们最大的危机还不是石油危机哦。
The scientist tells us the biggest problem we are facing is not that of the oil.
对不对？我们今天觉得，哎呀，石油危机是今天人类的最大的挑战。
And today we may think that the lack of oil or the shortage of oil is our greatest challenge today.
科学家告诉我们，我们今天最大的危机是水的危机。
Our scientist tells us that our biggest challenge today is that of the water resource.
有一天我们的石油我们的水的价格要比石油价格更高。
It's just one day will come where the price of water will be higher than that of oil.
水是宝贵的资源，因为它人类可以没有石油可以活下来，人类不可以没有水能够保存我们的生命。
Water is precious because man can survive without oil, but we cannot survive without water because that is something that protects, keeps our life going.
这是我们每一个人都懂的，每天生活都需要的。
This is something that every one of us understand, and this is our daily need.
但是，圣经里面讲到这个水，讲到这个河的时候，它是一个代表。
However, here when it talks about the water, the river, it's a representation of something.
怎么证明？很简单。
How do you prove this? It's very simple.
主耶稣到一个地方叫做撒玛利亚。
One day, Jesus came to this place called Samaria.
他跟到一个女人叫撒玛利亚的妇人，在一个井旁谈话。
So he met this woman by the well, and he had a conversation with her.
因为这个女人中午来打水。
Because this woman came to get some water from the well.
那在那个谈话里头，耶稣对那个女人讲了一句很重要的话。
And during that conversation, Jesus said a very important thing to her.
他说：“你若喝这个水，就是这个井里的水，
If you drink from this water, which is the water from the well,
还要再渴,
you will thirst again.
但是,
but
如果你喝我所要给你的水,
if you drink from the water that I give you,
就什么? 永远不渴,
you will never thirst.
所以耶稣跟这个女人在讲话的时候, 他讲的水是借着这个水讲另外一个水。
So when Jesus was talking about, was having this conversation with this woman and referring to water, he was actually referring to another type of water.
对不对? 那个水叫做活水。
That is the living water.
这个水,他说你喝了还要渴。
He said, this water from the well, you drink it and you will still thirst.
但耶稣要给我们的水是一个活水,要在我们里面。 一直流到永生,
and this water that Jesus gave us is a living water and it will last to eternity.
而且不会再渴,
and also you will never thirst.
这个女人有两个渴,
so this woman, she had two types of thirst.
哪两个渴?
What are they?
一个渴是肉身的渴, 因为她要来打水, 每天生活要用水。
One is a thirst that came from the body because she came here to get the water for her daily needs.
但是这女人还有一个渴,
but this woman also has another thirst.
她渴什么?
What is she thirsty of?
她渴望爱情。
She thirsts for love.
怎么证明?
How do you prove this?
耶稣说, "叫你的丈夫来。"
Jesus said, come and call your husband to come here.
她说,
she said, I do not have husband.
耶稣说,
he said, that's true what you said.
你已经有过五个丈夫,
you have five husbands.
你现在有的还是别人的丈夫。
Well, the one you are with right now is somebody else's husband.
所以你去从这一句话的里头就看出这个女人在找什么。
So from that one single sentence, you understand what is this woman looking for.
她里面有一个渴,
she has a thirst inside.
这个渴是寻求被爱的希望。
And that thirst is the seeking of being loved.
她盼望能够在地上能够找到一个男人能够真正的爱她。
She longed to find a man who can truly love her.
但是一个、两个、三个、四个、五个、六个都没有止住她里面那个求爱情的渴望。
However, from the first one and the sixth man, none of them were able to fulfill his thirst.
这就很说明我们整个人类的问题。
And this clearly spelled out this problem that we have as human.
有的人寻找爱情。
Some people seek love.
有的人寻找地位, 政治地位, 宗教地位。
Some people seek powers.
有的人寻求财富。
Some seek wealth.
有的人寻求长命健康。
Some seek longevity or health.
不管你在找什么,
no matter what you're seeking,
都是代表我们生命中那一种渴望。
They all represent this thirst that's in our life.
但是人真正的渴望是什么?
However, what is man's true thirst?
就是 里面有一个东西叫做永远,
and there's that one thing within us that's called eternity.
为什么爱情不能填满这个心, 物质不能填满这个心, 名誉, 成功, 地位, 都不能?
So how come this love or this power or this fame or money cannot fulfill that void within us?
因为那些都是暂时的,
because those are all temporary.
除非你得到一个东西叫做永久,
unless you receive something called eternity.
什么是永久?
What lasts to eternity?
神是永久,
God is eternity.
他造人的时候, 神就在人的心里面放了一个东西叫做永远。
And when he created man, he placed within his heart there's something called eternity.
所以你需要的是这一个永远不渴的这一个东西。
So what you need is this thing that will cause you to never thirst.
那是什么呢?
And what is that?
我们请打开约翰福音,
let's turn to John
第七章,
chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章第37节,
John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音,
John chapter 7
七章37节,
verse 37.
我要请大家一起来念到 39节,
let's read until verse 39.
中文英文一起来念,
let's all together English and Chinese together.
节期的末日,
now on the last day, the great day of the feast,
耶稣高声说，
if
人若渴了，
thirsty,
可以到我这里来， 信我的人，
he who believes in me,
就如经上所说，
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
耶稣这话指的是信他之人要受圣灵所得， 那时还没有赐下圣灵来， 因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。 所以这段话告诉我们一件很重要的事。
So here this word tells us something very important.
这个是那个水最后的真正的意义。
So this is the ultimate meaning of water.
耶稣说，你若喝这个水还要再渴。
Jesus said, if you drink this water, you will thirst again.
你若喝我所赐给你的水，你就要永远不渴。
If you drink the water that I give you, you will never thirst.
那是第四章的话，现在来到第七章的时候，你会发现。
That's spoken in chapter 4, and in chapter 7, now you discover.
在那一个祝棚节最后的那一段时间,
in the last days, in the Feast of Tabernacles,
因为这里讲的那个节期的末日就是指着祝棚节说的。
Because here it says the end of the feast, this is talking about referring to the tabernacle.
人如果只是注重节期, 你会发现节期过了, 你就有一个莫名的虚空。
Because if man only focus on these feasts and the celebrations, you'll discover that when it comes to an end, there will become this void.
在人人都感觉到一个莫名的虚空的时候，耶稣大声的喊。
And when everyone's feeling this unknown void,
他说,
he cried out. 人渴了可以到我这里来。
He
said, those who are thirsty can come to me.
信我的人在经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
他说活水的江河，英文是说众水的江河。
He says the river of life is in English. It says the rivers of life. It says it's plural. It's rivers of life.
从腹中要流出来的水不是一条小溪啊，是一条大河，而且是众水之河。
And the river that comes out of his innermost is not just a tiny river, but it's rather it's a great big river and with many. Well.
是什么河呢？
What kind of river is that?
就是生命的河。
It's the river of life.
那这是生命河是指的什么说的呢？
And what is it referring to?
圣灵。
It's referring to the Holy Spirit.
所以你就知道啊，神要赐给我们的是。 圣灵。
So you discover that God wants to give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要从我们的生命中不但内住在我们里面，而且要从我们的腹中流出来，像江河一样。
And you also discover not only does the Holy Spirit live within us, but it will also flow out like the river.
这件事情不只单单指着勇士在新耶路撒冷的时候要发生。
This is not something that will only happen in New Jerusalem.
在耶稣传道的时候已经发生了。
It's already happening when Jesus was preaching.
你看耶稣传道不是就是如此吗？
Isn't that so? When Jesus preaching,
他无论到大城小乡，
no matter where he go, the big city or the small,
他站在那里传讲生命之道。
When he speaks of the lessons of life,
瞎子来到他面前就看见。
The blind came before him and they were
able to see. 聋子到他面前就听见。
And the deaf came before him, they were able to hear.
瘸腿的就可以行走。
Those who are lame,
死人就可以复活，
and the dead become alive again.
我想，不单单这些我刚刚讲的聋子、瞎子、瘸子，不单单是指着物质上来说。
So all these
physical sense,
they're not only referring to the physical sense.
更是指着什么？
But more importantly, I believe,
灵里面，
they talk about our spiritual condition.
千万的人因着耶稣基督灵里面的眼睛看见了。
Tens of thousands because of Jesus, their eyes, the spiritual eyes.
灵里的瘸腿能够行走了。
The spiritual lame, they were able to walk.
灵的死亡复活了。
And those who are dead in the spirit, they now were resurrected.
这都是耶稣在地上传道的时候，活水的江河、圣灵从他的里面流出来的结果。
These are all the results of Jesus preaching on earth and the river of life flowing out from him.
那我们刚刚又读了一段圣经，就是以西结书看见的异象。
And also we read in the book of Ezekiel, that's the vision we saw.
他也告诉我们，在以西结的异象里头，这个水是从圣殿的宝座里面往外流的。
It tells us that this water also flowing out from the throne that's within the temple.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这里就告诉我们， 这个圣灵，它的源头是神的宝座。
This tells us that This Holy Spirit, its origin is from the throne of God.
如果这里有神的宝座，这里就有圣灵的流水。
If there's the throne of God here, there will be the flowing of the Spirit.
如果这里没有神的宝座，就没有圣灵的活水。
And if there's no throne of God, there will be no flowing of the Spirit.
那请问神的宝座在哪里？
So let me ask you this, where is the throne?
一面来讲是在天上。
On one hand, it's in the heavens.
神的宝座立定在天。
His throne is in heaven.
可是今天圣经又告诉我们，这个宝座也在地上神的殿里。
Our here tells us that this throne is also on earth in his temple.
那么这个殿今天在新约的意义来讲是什么？
So where is this temple in terms of the New Testament?
神的教会。
And that is God's church.
所以哪里有神的教会，哪里就应该有神的宝座。
So therefore, where there is his church, there is his throne.
有这个宝座就一定有什么？
And with this throne,
有这个活水。
There's the water.
因为活水是从宝座流出来的。
Because the living water flows from the throne.
然后以西结书告诉我们，
also,
这个意象不但这个宝座上有水出来，
Not only does the water flowing from the throne,
而且这个水流开始是到竹骡子。
And initially, it only comes to our ankle.
表示很小，对不对？
They represent that
small. 一量一千轴。
So he measured 1,000 rod.
就到哪里了？膝盖。
It now came to, it rise up to the knees.
再量一千轴。
He measured another 1,000.
到哪里了？
Where did it come now?
到胸了。
Now be, come on to chest level.
对。再量一千轴。
He measured another 1,000.
就烟顶了，要站不住了，要游水了。
It's way over your head, you cannot stand anymore, you need to swim.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
圣灵的工作越来越强。
The work of the Spirit will become stronger and stronger.
这告诉我们，一个基督徒在圣灵的经历上，
It tells us as a Christian in our experience,
随着我们跟随主的日子越来越长，
As we follow him more and more,
圣灵的经历在我们上，开始很小，只在脚跟。
And the Holy Spirit in our life initially is small. It's only reached until our ankle.
慢慢就到膝盖。
Slowly it will rise up, come up to the knees.
再来到胸啊。
Then it's become chest level.
我们有多少人游过泳？
How many people here swam before?
走过河。
Or you've waded water.
好，你说，你形容形容，想一想，走过河的时候，河很浅的时候，你用脚走，容易不容易？
Can you imagine, think back when the river, the water level is not that high, is it easy to walk in the river?
到了脚膝盖的时候比刚刚难一点吧。
So when the water rises up to your knees, it makes it a little bit difficult to walk.
你走起来容不容易了？
And when it rises up to your chest level,
很慢很慢了，
is it really easy to walk?
本来可以跑可以跳，这个时候你不能跑也不能跳，你是慢慢这样子顶着走。
Before you could jump and run, but now you had to walk very slowly against water.
再深呢？
If it becomes deeper,
你完全就被水怎么样带着走了。
You're completely lifted up and carried away by the water.
这是一个基督徒圣灵的经历。
This is the experience, spiritual experience that
开始是我做主。
Before, I am the master.
我高兴怎么走就怎么走。
I like to go where I want.
神有一耶稣有一天对彼得就说了。
One day, Jesus told Peter.
约翰福音21章。
John chapter 21.
你年少的时候
，When you're young，
随意往来
，You can go wherever you like，
对不对？今天我们的青年人
，Today the young people，
不就是跟彼得青年的时候一样吗
？Aren't we just like Peter？
随意往来
，You can go where you want。
但是耶稣说了一个预言
，However he Jesus predicted this。
到你老的时候
，When you become old，
人要牵上什么？把你的带子牵上你的手，拉着你走。
They will lead you。Others will lead you.
对，到你所不愿意去的地方。
And lead you to places you do not want to go.
那主是预言他将来要怎么样死来荣耀神。
And the Lord is predicting how he will die to glorify God.
当然，我们不是每一个人都会像彼得一样倒钉十字架寻道而死，这我们不一定有这样的福气。
Of course, not every single one of us would be like Peter who were martyred.
但是在原则上是一样的。
But however, on principle, is the same.
就是说。当我们开始走上这条生命河的路
is that when we start walking on this way of the
river of life,
in the beginning, the Spirit is very small.
有水有圣灵,
there's water, there's Spirit.
啊，但是你越走，这个圣灵在你身上就越越来越强。
Or the longer you walk, the stronger the Spirit becomes.
你越肯顺服他,
the more you obey it,
圣灵在你的身上就越来越深。
And the deeper it becomes, the Spirit.
什么是聪明的童女?
What is the wise version?
什么叫做油多?
What does it mean to have plenty of oil?
就是他有一天走到一个地步，圣灵不是他要怎么走，是圣灵怎么流，他就被圣灵带着走。
It means that when that day comes, you don't. It means the Spirit is flowing out of you, so you no longer walk your own ways. Wherever the Spirit flows, you're carried by it.
像那个江河一样
，just like a river，
对不对？所以这个江河是讲出每一个基督徒在跟随主的这条路上，圣灵要做成的工作。
So this river is talking about the work that every single Christian that God wants every single Christian to accomplish.
但是很不幸的，灵恩派的弟兄姊妹虽然重视圣灵
，but unfortunately the spirituals the
charismatic brothers and sisters they emphasize Holy Spirit. That's good. 但是他把人的注意力注意到圣灵的恩赐、方言、医病这一类的超然恩赐，而没有注意到要背十字架，把我们的己生命去掉，让圣灵掌权。
However, they shifted man's attention to these supernatural acts and, so, and neglected the truth of our carrying our own cross and allowing our Lord to have a hold in our life.
这个从浅圣灵浅一直到圣灵深，完全是在乎你肯不肯。背十字架舍己跟从主的结果。
So the matter of whether the water level only reaching to your knee or allowing to reach your chest, it all determined by whether you allow him to be your Lord and you carry the cross and follow him.
聪明的童女就是肯的人。
The wise
愚拙的童女就是不肯的人。
The wise virgin are the ones who allow this to happen, and the foolish ones are the ones who does not want this allow this to happen.
所以在这里你要看见。这个新耶路撒冷是一群完全被圣灵管制的基督徒。
So you discover that the New Jerusalem is a group of Christians who are completely controlled by God.
圣灵在他们的身上是一个河流。
And the Holy Spirit is a river on these Christians.
注意他的词是河流，不是小溪。
And pay attention, this is a river, it's not a creek.
对。圣灵是在我们的身上是有绝对的权柄的。
The Holy Spirit has the absolute authority on us.
像圣灵在耶稣的身上有绝对的权柄是一样的。
Just how like the Holy Spirit has absolute authority on Jesus' life.
这个叫做神永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal will.
这是神从起初造人的时候就已经定规了。
And this is something He established from the very beginning.
现在来到圣经的结束，他看到神让约翰看到这个目标。终于完成了。
And here now comes to the end of the Bible. It allows us to see that it is finally accomplished.
羡慕吗？
Are you envious of this?
啊？向往吗？
Are you longing for this?
你有没有一个觉得那个是吸引你今天在地上生活的目标呢？
Do you feel like that is a goal that's attracting you and change your life on this earth?
如果你有。
If you have,
你就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
You are the descendant of Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕是第一个受这个吸引的人。
Because Abraham is the very first one who's attracted.
那一些看见这个异象的人，他们就在地上过一个寄居的生活。
And all those who saw this vision, they too on their life, they live a different life.
如果你觉得这跟你没有关系
，If you feel like this has absolutely nothing to do with you.
那你跟那个城是没有任何关系的。你觉得如此的话，你就没有受那个吸引。
Then you also have no part with that city because if you feel this way, you are not attracted to it.
我但愿我们在座所有听见这篇道的人
，I hope that every single one of us who hear this message,
或者你在网上听见这个道的人
，or you heard this message on the web,
你要在神的面前为这个事情好好的祷告。
Please pray earnestly before the Lord for this and say, God,
愿你的永远的家吸引我这一生的路。
May your eternal home attract me so that I may walk this way for the rest of my life.
这样， 你的人生就没有白活了。
So if you can do this, then your life will not have been lived in vain.
求主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his own words. Let's have a word of prayer.